Wake up, America!
Wake up, America. It's time for Michael Dean After Dark. I'm your host, Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend, and this is the Late Night Feisty Liberty Show. We have a rotating stable of interesting insomniac co-hosts. Plus, we leave the phone lines open. So if the hamster in your brain is keeping you up, please call in.
That's right. Please call in. Please say the whole thing.
This is Mr. Michael Dean, broadcasting live and worldwide from a windowless bunker at an undisclosed location in the rural wild mountain west in the occupied states of America. And you're listening to Michael Dean After Dark, also known as, well, let's just call it the Freedom Fiends After Dark. Why not? And over there in the failed state project of near Detroit, near the ground zero of Detroit, the everything's free and it can't last forever, collapsing city of Detroit. We have Lusander Fiend. Hello, Lusander.
Howdy, Michael. I'm not actually in the failed state project tonight. I have escaped in my hovercraft, and I have gone up to Detour, Michigan.
Nice, nice. Do you have anything fun happen to you today?
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. I did play 18 holes this morning, but it wasn't on the golf course. It was the first 100 feet of my drive to work.
That's funny.
And the reason that I found Detour is because the signs kept pointing to go there because it says Detour everywhere, and the state flower, the orange construction barrel, is in full bloom now. And as a matter of fact, they're tearing up the interstate pothole system that's not too far from my house, and they're going to put in a new interstate pothole system. They're taking several miles out of it, and it's basically looks like a dry riverbed right now.
So you're having the full function of the full effect of the state. You're getting your tax dollars worth. The state is blooming all around you.
Well, thank God I'm not getting all my money's worth out of government.
Here, have some government. I had some government today. I had a police at my door. That was pretty interesting.
Do tell.
Yeah, it's not as interesting as it sounds, although I was on the phone with basically the guy who runs GCN, John, the guy that I talked to, talking about some show changes maybe, and all of a sudden I was just like, hey, John, gotta go. And I wrote him later, like, I'm really sorry I ended the call so abruptly, but there was a police at my door. Basically, they were trying to serve a warrant for someone in the neighborhood and wanted to know if I'd seen him because they were trying to find him, and I was like, you know, there's different ways you can deal with the police. And, you know, in New Hampshire, the local custom is to grab a video camera and ask them, why do you work and get paid by stolen tax money? And, you know, that works sometimes. But, you know, first of all, these people don't have any awareness of me as far as I know. And I'd like to keep it that way. I'd like to be invisible for as long as possible, reaching the whole world, except my neighborhood. Although I am on the radio, and the weekend show is on the radio in my town, which is kind of interesting. But I don't peer out my window through my blinds. I'm not one of those neighbors. So I actually didn't know, you know, I hadn't seen the guy they were looking for. And I told him that, and I said, "What do you, you know, what's the warrant for? What are you looking for him for?" And he said, "I can't tell you, but you can look on the on the police website." And I said, "I was like, really? You know, I was kind of surprised. Like, you can't tell me, and you want me to help you do your job, but there's a government website that probably doesn't work where I can go look it up." And he's like, "Yeah." So I just said, "Yeah, man, I don't know. I haven't seen him." And then I went and looked it up, and he was wanted. It was a drug warrant, you know. And you know, the thing is, like, if he told me, and it was like, you know, what is he wanted for? And if it was like he stepped on a baby and slapped a, you know, pregnant mother, I would probably sit in my front porch looking for the guy and call the police if he came. I would probably help them with that. But if it's not, so you know, and they kind of they assume like, you just want to help him anyway. And I'm thinking, like, what if I went over and found out where this guy lived, went over and knocked on his door and said, hey, will you help me edit some audio? I need some help with my job. Will you help for free? You know, he'd say, get off my property. But they just assume we want to help him without giving us any information, without saying, you know, is this person dangerous? I want to know if there's a dangerous person on my block, but he wouldn't tell me. I had to go to a government website, which was hardly navigable, and then find out. It's just a big waste of time, man. That's what I think.
Well, did you use safe computing, you know, to avoid getting like a government computer virus or something like that from going on the website?
No, I have a big condom over my keyboard.
Okay. Did you automatically get signed up for like a healthcare program by going to that?
Not that I know of. No, the government websites in Wyoming are they look like 1886 AOL homepages. You know, they're not very sophisticated.
Oh, so kind of like my email.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the funny thing was, when I went to look on the list of people, in my town of 50,000 people, there are like 900 current warrants. So like one out of 50 people in this town is wanted by the cops. You know, that's mind-blowing to me. And the really funny thing that looked like a skit from Saturday Night Live was they have the people listed by like name, birth date, and race. And there was one Indian fella. It said Indian, not Native American. And his last name was Scared of His Tracks, which is a pretty ironic name for someone who's wanted by the police.
Hmm. I wonder if he does a good job of covering his tracks.
That sounds like a made-up name, but it's a real name, apparently. Last name, Scared of His Tracks.
It sounds like something out of a Mel Brooks movie.
It really does, man. Yeah. Yep. So that's all the tyranny we're going to have tonight. It was basically the police are looking for somebody in my town, and I don't know who it is, and they can't tell me what he's wanted for, and they want everyone's help. They were going door to door. You know, good luck with that. You know, that's a jobs program. They need to arrest their drug offenders.
Yeah, maybe when you went on that website, they registered you to vote.
No, man, Wyoming is like the only state I know of that loves to kick you off the voter rolls if you're not current. Whereas, like, I haven't voted here in about 4 years because I've given up voting, and they sent me a postcard that said, if you don't call this number or sign this postcard and return it, we're taking you off the voter rolls. But I haven't been in California in 5.5 years, and I'm still getting the booklet with what all the positions are on the different things they want you to vote on. So like basically California still wants me to be a voter, and I will never set foot there again, and I will never vote again. But they just love voting there so much that they want to keep me doing it.
Haven't they noticed that you live in Beast Lake, Wyoming?
Yeah, they forward my voter stuff to Beast Lake.
Like, wow.
Not through the post office. Like, they got my new address and sent it to me. Yep.
Did they search out that new address?
I guess, man. I guess. And actually, like, one of us got called for jury duty shortly after we moved here. And it was really a difficult, elongated process to tell California that we don't live there anymore and shouldn't be on their jury duty rolls.
Hmm. Well, they might be tools, but they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. That is for certain.
Yeah. I heard some guy call. You know, we are going to take phone calls tonight, but call if it's smart. I heard this call tonight. I mean, the guy wasn't stupid, and he was libertarian, but he called Free Talk Live, and he was calling. He was basically like, I want to talk about various arguments that other libertarians use that I don't agree that are good arguments. And he was basically saying people shouldn't state the fact that America has the highest per capita of incarcerated citizens of any country, that that's specious because that's not including North Korea, where we can't know how many people are incarcerated or they just kill you. And I was like, I listened to the whole conversation. I was like, if he called into me, I'd say, all right, from now on, I'm just going to tell people USA is cool. It's the second most police state country compared to North Korea. We win. We're good.
You know what? I really can't abide by that. And I was having this conversation with somebody else recently. I am a macho libertarian flasher, and I do expose my liberty to people. But I don't dull it down.
Yeah.
I point out the gun in the room. I point out the cage. I point out the inherent coerciveness and the violence of the Department of Theft Violence and making everything suck.
Yeah.
And there's a quote by Confucius that I like. It's called, "The beginning of wisdom is to call things by their proper names." And if you sugarcoat what the state is, then people might just find it to be a minor irritation.
Yeah. I've heard several people lately talk about that they never describe jail as a cage when trying to convert statists. And I'm like, are you insane? Why wouldn't you do that? If they have a problem with that, talk to them, talk to people about why they have a problem with that.
Jail, I think
it's a cage, man. It is throwing you in a cage, and arrest is kidnapping, especially for nonviolent crimes, man.
I think in some cases, when you're dealing with somebody that's rather delicate and fragile in their sensibilities, maybe you start off with baby steps, and maybe you don't call it a cage like the first time. You know, you wait till the second or third. Once you get that picture of people penned in like animals, and once they can see that vision and you start calling it a cage, you basically have permission to advance and start with the libertarianism, or instead of the new speak, you go with loose speak, which is the truth.
I actually think Ron Paul was really good at that stuff. You know, he was a macho libertarian flasher too, but he didn't do it in an aggressive way. Like when they asked him, you know, when Fox basically tried to knock him out of the running by having the first question in the debate that Fox hosted, the first question was for him, and it was, "Do you believe that heroin should be legal?" And he gave a pretty long answer that basically boiled down to, "Yes, it's a medical issue; it shouldn't be a criminal issue." But but it didn't come off like a slap in the face. It came off like a wise, you know, country doctor telling you why it should be a medical issue and not a criminal issue. And another one that he said that I really liked a lot was what he said about putting a fence on the border, the southern border of America. He said, "Putting a fence on the border of a country doesn't seem very American to me." Like, basically the implication being, sounds more like East Germany to me, you know?
Well, if you look at the countries that have had fences on the borders, East Germany, Soviet Union, North Korea.
Yeah. All libertarian paradises. We'll be back with more on the Freedom Feeds at night.
You're listening to Michael Dean After Dark, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Yeah, it's that kind of evening here at Freedom Fiends After Dark. You there, Lou?
I'm here.
Tell me your story. Tell me what takes you to your happy place and tickles your special places and flies your freak flag, man.
Well, yesterday after doing the Freedom Fiends show, I went on out not too far away from here. I left the failed state project. I crawled underneath a barbed wire and and went on out to one of the local rivers. And I did a little bit of fly fishing.
Nice.
And it was a very good time. I went out. I did a little bit of hiking to get out to my favorite fishing hole.
Ooh.
And I got a chance to watch the buds coming out on the trees and just really enjoy myself and get back to nature. People were out there hiking and biking and walking their doges and yeah, just good wholesome fun.
Doges. Did you have the proper permits though? That's the important part.
Well, you can't get away from the state unless you get your fishing license and your park permit and all the other stuff that goes along with being free.
They should just have an all-purpose permit that says like the get away from the state for the day permit.
Well, I do have the year-round all-species fishing license.
Ooh.
And I don't have a problem with paying for admission to a park. I have a problem with paying admission to a state park, though.
Yeah.
Because it's ours. It's our waterways. It's our land.
It's the king's fish.
Yeah, I want my one 315 millionth of it. So, but yeah, it was a very good time. A lot of people out there doing their thing, and everybody was in a pretty good mood. And that's one of the things about being out in the woods. People are happy, and they're just enjoying nature. And you have the smell of the forest. There were some folks that had some campfires going in the little approved fire pits, and so you had the smell of burning wood going through, and a slight trace of smoke going across the top of the water.
Nice.
And I was out there until almost dark, and I really enjoy the changeover when it's getting dark, because it cools down a little bit and it's a little bit more comfortable for doing my hike back to the car. But what I really get a kick out of is you go from the symphony choir, the choir of the songbirds singing, and those are replaced with bats and owls, and the daytime animals like the squirrels, they go away, and out come the
crepuscular,
out come the rabbits.
You know what crepuscular means, right?
No, I don't.
Well, there's nocturnal, which means active at night. Diurnal means active in the daytime. Crepuscular means most active at dawn and dusk.
Okay. But the bottom line is like watching shift change at the animal factory.
Did you catch anything? It doesn't matter, but did you catch anything?
Well, I got a couple nibbles. I wasn't trying real hard. I was more than happy to just go out in the water and have a good time and wade around. When I was going into the water, there's this little ramp that goes down, and I wasn't thinking because it's the first trip of the year.
Yeah.
And I took a little bit of a spill and landed on my hind side.
Ooh. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. I may have got a little bit of brain damage out of that, but all in all, I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I got some time out in the woods.
Hmm. Did you bring your gun? Do you have guns? Are you a gun guy?
I used to have guns, but they sank to the bottom of the lake in the voting accident.
A voting accident, yeah. Yeah. And then, there's also, I hear out in the woods now in Michigan and other states, they have reverse vending machines where you put your gun in and then you get a post-1965 dime back
to turn, exactly.
Turn in your guns. You know, all good Americans should be doing that these days. We kid.
I'm a supporter of the right to keep and bear arms, which means I have some on me right now.
Do you support the right to arm bears? Bears are already
armed. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of police.
Are they back?
That's a pretty sick joke saying, speak of police, if you know where this was used in pop culture.
Reservoir Dogs.
During what scene? What's happening? And to who? To whom?
That would be the
all right.
The non-question and non-answer session.
Yeah, it's a cop being tortured. All right, we're going to be back with more on Freedom Feeds After Dark, and we'll be giving out the call-in number, or you can Skype now during the break. To Kitty Feet One.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Michael Dean After Dark.
Ah, This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support, only a phone call away, 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host, because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Hold your kitties tight. It's a warm night in Wyoming here on Freedom Fiends After Dark with Michael Dean and Lusander Fiend. And we're going to open up the phone lines here to hear all you groovy guys and groovy gals call in and tell us, if you want, what tickles your happy place and makes your happy nubs even nubbier. The call-in number is 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. Or you can Skype to username KittyFeet1. That's like the feet of a cat. That's Kilo, India, Tango, Tango, Yankee, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, Tango, then numerator 1. All right, Lou.
Yo.
What makes your happy place tingle?
I just really like being out in the great outdoors. Fireflies are my neon lights. I'm not a big city guy.
That's a song, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Fireflies are neon lights. I think that is, man.
Fireflies are my neon lights.
Yeah. Yeah, I got accused of being completely the opposite of being an avid indoorsman today.
Well, you are.
I was listening to Free Talk Live, and they said that I was coming to Pork Fest, and they said, like they were basically saying, like, don't you know how important Pork Fest is? Even Michael Dean's coming. I mean, he hasn't done a public appearance in since forever, but he's leaving his basement and coming to New Hampshire for Pork Fest.
Good stuff. Well, yeah, I have heard that you are a little bit of an outdoorsman. So tell us about your outdoors days. Tell us about the last time you went out in your backyard.
Oh, I went out today and fixed the fence with my wife. It was needed a little reinforcing because the Wyoming wind had broken one of the stakes that holds it up. So we got some other stakes and held it up from the other side until we can get a professional to really do it right, which will involve post hole diggers and posts. And, you know, we could do it ourselves, but I do the really basic stuff around the house and I'm pretty good at it, but anything that, I might do wrong, I prefer to hire a professional. And professionals in Wyoming are really cheap compared to most places. They don't generally rob you. They're generally really efficient. And part of it is that they don't have to be licensed for a lot of things here. Like, this is kind of mind-blowing to our torrent master, Sean Diwali, because he is a licensed electrician by trade in Massachusetts, which is, I mean, that's a state where, like, literally having an empty brass from shooting in your car will get you 2 years in prison. That's how intense the state is there. And you can only imagine what it's like to be a licensed electrician there. But you don't have to be licensed in Wyoming. And, you know, you'd think, well, don't all the houses burn down all the time? No, because word gets around of who's a good electrician. And a lot of times that's through the church. we have DJ ask your boss, like, you know, who at your church who do they recommend for electricians? And we get the good ones that way. It's all word of mouth. And another thing I've noticed that's interesting about handymen in Wyoming, you know, plumbers or landscapers or tree surgeons or electricians, invariably there's two guys that come to your house, and one is usually between 50 and 60, and then one is usually an apprentice who's between 20 and 30. And every time, that's like every, you know, the 15 times I've hired people in 5 years, because this house was, it's in pretty good shape, but there were a few aspects of it that were kind of fixer-upper-ish. And so we've had a lot of people come over for 4 or 6 hours and do some work. And now it's pretty darn good. But they always bring an apprentice. So they kind of work, you know, it's not unions here. It's like people apprentice, and the apprentices get paid and they work really hard. And they get the job done, man. I like it.
Wow, it seems like it's just like a smooth system, and it's a, I don't know, I'm kind of skeptical. I think you have to have somebody, you know, standing over everybody to make sure they do things right, because you can't just rely on the incentive of people will go out of business if they do lousy work. I mean, come on.
You need a whole office of government employees who are paid 4 times as much to regulate and watch those people who would go out of business if they did a bad job, right?
Of course. As a matter of fact, out in Massachusetts, they do their word of mouth advertising through the church also, except their church is called City Hall.
Yeah, the church of the state. Now, do you think that everybody listening realizes when we're being sarcastic? Maybe we should point it out. I mean, it's kind of a buzzkill to good radio edutainment, but we were kidding. I will say we were kidding when we said that we think you need a government regulatory body to regulate people doing manual labor or any kind of labor. We don't believe that. We think it's all silly. We're just playing devil's advocate idiot by saying that kind of stuff. I guess I wish that there were like a radio equivalent of LOL or of a smiley face, you know, so people know you're kidding.
Well, let me give my little disclaimer right now then. If you think I'm being sarcastic, I probably am. If you're not sure, I probably am. If you're convinced that I'm not, if you think that I'm being serious, wait a couple minutes and I will become sarcastic again.
Yeah. So, what takes me to my happy place is making media and doing radio and making movies and doing a good job at making stuff. And first of all, having like the very basics of it good. You know, when I got into doing Liberty Media 4 years ago with the Guns and Weed movie with Nima, and then 3 years ago doing the Freedom Fiends podcast, which turned into the Freedom Fiends radio show, I basically, like, from the first time we laid anything down, the audio was good, the video was good, because I'd been doing that stuff for decades, you know, first in the analog world and then in the digital world. And one of my goals is teaching as many people as possible to do that. And it's kind of an uphill battle. It's a lot of work sometimes, but and it doesn't really pay. I end up doing it a lot for free or cheap or free. And it's something, well, I like doing it though, man. I like making good stuff. And when I was a kid, I dreamed of being able to do a radio show from my home. Like, I wanted to be into ham radio, because that was really the only way you could do radio over a distance from your home back then. You couldn't connect to a network. There really wasn't syndicated radio when I was a kid. I mean, there was like, you know, maybe whoever did the NBC News was syndicated in New York, you know, Chicago, LA, and Houston or something, but they didn't have the satellite systems they have now and the connect via the internet. And it's pretty cool. Did you, how long have you wanted to be a radio talk show host there, Lou? How long has that been a dream of yours?
I don't know, probably a couple months since you invited me to come on.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted to be a DJ and spin music back in my younger years.
Yeah, me too. I actually did that in college. I was, DJ on the college station. They didn't like me though, because they were really square. It was Jamestown, New York, WJWK. It's still a station. I think it's 10 watts. It reaches, it's the most powerful station on the campus. It literally like dies at the end of the campus. And
most powerful station in the tri-quad area.
There you go. The tri-building area. Yeah. And, although I don't think they were really doing it right, because 10 watts can cover a city if you do it right. Depends if it's AM or FM, though, and this was FM, which is less powerful per watt. But I remember this band, the Meat Puppets. You know the Meat Puppets?
Of course.
Yeah. A lot of people know them because Kurt Cobain liked them and covered a couple of his songs and invited them to come play on the Nirvana Unplugged on MTV, which actually, like, MTV was really against that. Like, basically, Kurt Cobain had to threaten to walk before they'd let him do that. But I was into them before them. I remember when their first record, Blue Green God, was the name of it. It was a 10-inch EP. It was kind of a weird record format. Came out in about 1983, 84. And their record label sent it to every college radio station in the country. And the program director at that station, I was in the office when he was opening the mail, and he looked at it and was like, "This is really weird, man." And I was like, "Wow, what is that? That looks cool." And he said, "Here, Michael, you can have this record if you take it home and never play it on the air. And I said, "Thanks." And of course I played it on the air, but you know, oh well.
Yeah. I spun music in a couple of bars over in Germany. I didn't do it a whole lot. Basically as a backup, and yeah, it was pretty cool stuff.
when I toured Europe with my movie DIY or Die, How to Survive as an Independent Artist, which I'm showing at Porkfest and giving a speech. I'm also showing, not a speech, a Q&A on digital audio production. Then I'm showing Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom, and giving a Q&A on DIY video production. But I did a tour of that film in Europe, did about 6 countries, about 30 cities, mostly in like lefty anarchist squats, but also in youth centers and some bars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I remember in Belfast, Northern Ireland, I was playing at a bar. It was totally packed. It was like they packed the bar for that for the show. And I even got up and played a few songs on acoustic guitar at a few of the shows. And that was one of them. And then we showed the movie, and then when I was getting ready to go up to speak, the DJ put the song he put on to, like, you know how like when a boxer walks into the ring, they play a theme song or something. Like, he played a song specifically for when I was walking up and getting ready to go speak. He played the David Bowie Nine Inch Nails song, "I'm Afraid of Americans."
Oh God. Oh, I could think of some songs to play for your appearance.
Yeah, I could think of a lot of songs to play for Belfast, but I wouldn't play them in Belfast because they'd get me killed, even though I'm Irish. Although I'm not Northern Irish. I'm not Northern Irish, whatever that is. But, you know, the people that do things like that in Northern Ireland believe that that should be Ireland instead of England. And it's a long story, and it's complicated. It's complicated.
It goes back almost as far as Abraham had 2 sons.
Yeah, probably goes back to the 1600s at least, doesn't it? Which is not that far, but...
Well, it's an awful long time to hold a grudge.
Yeah, it'd be like, you know, what does the IRA's Facebook state page say on their relationship with the UK? It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Yeah. So what else takes you to your happy place, Lou?
Coming on the radio.
Oh, you're just saying that because I said it's my favorite thing in the whole world. No, you're not. I believe you.
No, I really do enjoy it. I get a kick out of it. When you lost internet and it was just me and Nikki, a little backstory to this. Nikki and I have never met. We've never spoken before, had any conversations, maybe a couple comments back and forth on the face spaces. But it's really neat because you get 2 Liberty people together with microphones and Skype, and it's like, hey, let's do a radio show.
Yep, because we're all the same religion, and we all have the same twisted beliefs, and we can just riff on them forever. We'll be back with more riffing on our twisted beliefs on the Freedom Fiends After Dark with Michael Dean and Lusander Fien after this trip to the free market.
You're listening to Michael Dean After Dark. This is what radio sounds like now.
Meowbit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. Meowbit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address and our free software, Meowbit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Fishies tight. It's Michael Dean, Freedom Fiend, in the Freedom Fiends After Dark. Michael Dean After Dark with Lusander Fien After Dark.
Yo.
Yo. So we're talking about what tickles our happy place in special places. I said doing radio these days, and it's, you know, people ask why I don't go on Facebook and argue anymore. And I'm like, I have a radio show. Why do I have to go on Facebook, man? I could go on Facebook and argue in person with six or seven people at a time, or I can go on the radio and yell to, 20,000 people all at the same time. It's easy and not have to hear back. It's pretty cool.
Well, let's go back to the great fishing outdoors for a little bit.
Fishing.
Have you ever argued with a bear?
No, I've never seen a bear except in a zoo, I think. I've seen a lot of beasts, though. We have deer all over our neighborhood here. We have raccoons. I've seen elk in the wild in Wyoming. I've seen bison in the wild, not in the wild Wyoming, but in Yellowstone, which is kind of in the wild. It's a controlled wild. And I've seen them on, people actually ranch them here for beefalo, for meat. They're, part beef, part buffalo. They're pretty cool. I've seen turkeys. Yeah. I've seen turkeys everywhere, man, though.
Yeah, my first bear encounter was, I don't know, I was probably about 8, 9, maybe 10 years old, something like that. I was up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan fishing with my father. Probably about 8. But anyway, that year the state had closed down the dumps, and when the bears came out of hibernation, they were looking for their meal, and they went to the dump, as they usually do, and there's no food for them available, so they went out and they hit the campgrounds. And there was a bear trying to get into our cooler and grab all
Hang on a sec. We got a caller here. Is this Joseph?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Hey, where are you listening?
Technically, I'm not listening tonight. I was just finishing up some education to maintain my state license.
For what?
I'm a pharmacist.
Okay.
Yeah.
What show do you think you're calling into?
I'm calling Michael Dean After Dark. Okay. I'm an avid podcast listener. I'm not listening at the moment.
Okay, because there's a pharmacist show on GCN. I thought maybe you were trying to call that. Yeah. So what's on your mind?
No, man, I've been wanting to call for a long time, and I've just figured out, since I'm up right now, figured I'd give you a ring before we go to bed.
You should be listening. But the topic, if you want to add to the topic tonight is what takes you to your happy place? What gets you away from the state?
Oh, man. I tell you, you'll appreciate this, man. I'm an avid amateur musician, and I love playing my bass fiddle,
Bass fiddle meaning acoustic or electric?
No, just electric. That's just what I call it,
What state are you calling in from?
I'm in Tennessee. Hmm.
Do you listen to us on the radio there? We're on near Knoxville.
I'm more in the Nashville area. And so the closest one would be the Paducah station, but it's just a little too far away. Just can't get anything.
Man, Paducah and Tennessee. Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so you're at the other end of the state.
In the middle of the state.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. Tell me a bit about playing music.
Well, I've I started playing when I was a young teen, and I'm not all that great, but I like to do it, and I'm a late 20 something guy, and I'm a pharmacist, and I hang out with some guys in town and play music in a band, and it's just a fun way to spend the free time.
What microphone are you using? Using the onboard mic on your laptop?
No, actually, I am using a decent headset that my wife bought a while ago.
Yep. If you ever want to improve, there's a recommendation I have for a mic that kicks butt. It's $60. It's on michaelwdean.com, and you can get it. Yep. Thank you for your call, man. I appreciate it.
No problem.
We're going to go to the market. Worms. Yeah. Bring us home, Michael. Bring us home for the end of the first hour.
You're listening to Michael Dean After Dark.
Go ahead, Michael.
Go to michaelwdean.com.
Preach it, brother Michael.
Good evening, my fellow
worms. I know some things.
I'll be back with more later on.
I'm never satisfied.
This is Michael Dean After Dark.
The state experimentato.
We have a
consensus.
The United States government presents
no vision.
and grasp.
Not having enough money.
The power was so great.
Estos por su parte considera
to provide guidance to mankind.
Go to MichaelWDean.com for more. That's MichaelWDean.com. We'll be back for hour two after this trip to the market on Michael Dean After Dark.
Bye for now.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Kitties close. It's a warm night in Wyoming. This is Michael Dean with Freedom Fiends After Dark, or whatever we're calling it this week. Michael Dean After Dark with Freedom Fiends, Michael Dean and Lusander Fien. And we are erecting our freedom fences around us to keep the freedom in. Somebody posted this meme on somewhere. Sent it to me, emailed it to me. I guess they got it on Facebook. Some fiend fan put it up and it says Freedom Fence and Construction Company. And I was like, that's funny. That's ironic. And I was thinking, well, libertarians, we are into property rights. And I actually spent part of this afternoon fixing the fence around my house. Kind of made me feel like a rancher, but we live in town, but we have a fence and it's really nice. And it kind of keeps the world out. I mean, it's not going to keep a bear cat out, but it keeps, I don't have to look at the world. And we're going to get into that more with our caller, Dalton, about not dealing with the stupid parts of the world that suck you into their stupidity after Dalton tells us what takes him to his happy nub. Dalton.
Yes, yes. So I started a project a couple years ago called Voluntary Ohio, which is basically just a project of mine to help voluntarists and libertarians in Ohio find each other so that they don't feel like they're alone in the world. And at the end of this week, there is going to be a meetup, which I organized earlier in the year, to which approximately 20 to 30 people will be attending. And it's just fantastic because when people can actually meet face-to-face instead of just talking on the internet, a lot more information and goodwill gets passed between people. And it creates connections that you just can't form when all you have is a picture and some lines of text on your monitor in front of you.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for that you might not consider, or not everyone there might consider, but I would suggest tipping really well at whatever restaurant you're in, because otherwise you are not spreading the message of liberty as a thing in action to the waitress and the wait staff. They're going to go like, oh, who was that table with 30 people that tipped like 4%? Oh, they were libertarians, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That is an excellent suggestion. However,
that's actually a suggestion I got from AA when I was in AA. Oh. It's not an official AA thing. It's not in the book, but it's kind of one of the traditions of AA, like the self-rule. AA is kind of a mixture of anarchy and democracy, of like voluntary democracy. And it actually says that in the AA 12 and 12 book, 12 Steps and 12 Traditions. And, you know, one of the traditions is we are self-supporting through our own contributions. And basically the reason they set that up was they didn't want to take donations because they didn't, because alcoholics have generally spent their life running themselves into the ground in every way, including financially, and, you know, usually stealing or at least being unable to support themselves at the end of their hitting bottom. And they want to, you know, members of AA want to project themselves as, we're not asking for a handout, we're rebuilding our lives, we can take care of our own tab. And I think that's a really useful thing with libertarianism too. Ian Freeman said that the hotel that he stayed at Porkfest last year, he tipped $100 to the house staff for the week, which is, you know, probably about five times what most people would tip for the week. And he's not a rich guy. You know, he has a little money from, he puts all his money back into Liberty basically. And like, that's what he did that day for Liberty instead of sending it to some, you know, to Coplock or whatever, who he supports also, but he just gave it to, you know, someone who helped, who was his wait staff basically, and tipped them really well. And that's, they'll remember that forever. They'll be like, oh, those libertarians, they tipped me $100, you know?
You've actually given me a fantastic idea, Michael, and I should thank you for that, because we're actually going to be meeting at a person's house. They've graciously donated their private property for the weekend. And I think what I'll do is I'll ask the attendees if they would be willing to gift the property owners some amount of cash in return for their hospitality, because that's going to be a lot of people flushing a toilet.
Yeah, or some good wine if they drink, you know. Or
yeah,
some,
there's
or,
that.
You know, some food. Silver. And I actually, like, I'm bringing a bunch of silver to Porkfest because somebody paid me in a job, consulting job recently, in silver, you know, 20 one-ounce silver pieces. And it's going to be our mad money for the week there. And
nice.
And I talked to my wife about it. I'm like, yeah, we could spend it all at Porkfest. And, you know, maybe we should tip the house, you know, the house cleaners at the hotel with silver. And she's like, no, tip them money. They're going to look at that and go like, wait, you left me a dollar? You know, like, why, what do I do with this? This doesn't even say dollar on it, you know?
But silver is money.
It is, but I agree with my wife that that's not really the place to educate. It's really not the place to, like, leave them something and have them have to figure out how to spend it or where to spend it.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe ask them if they want that. Or maybe leave them a tip. You know, the normal tip plus a silver piece.
Yeah, that would be good. You could leave a little note explaining why it's money.
Yeah, that's not really my style either, though. I thought about that, too, and I'm like, ah, come on, man. Don't complicate some poor, you know, worker's life. Here's the thing that really made me think about that AA thing for, like, tipping well. I used to go to this cafe called the Downbeat in Silver Lake, Echo Park neighborhood, Los Angeles, where I used to live. And it was a hipster coffee shop. And I hung out there like every day. Like, I wrote three of my books on my laptop in that cafe. It was kind of funny too, because everybody in there was like writing a screenplay that would never get published. And I was writing books that actually got published. And there was one other, like, everybody in there seemed really serious who was writing, like, I'm going to write my screenplay and make $1 million. And there was one guy who was like, he was probably about 50. He had gray hair, kind of distinguished looking dude. And he was always laughing while he was writing. And one day, like, he was the only guy in there besides me. And I was like, I'm Michael Dean. What's your name? Well, I'm working on this book project. I have a deal for it. What are you doing? And he said, I'm a screenwriter. And I was like, yeah, so is everybody in this cafe. And I was like, what have you written? And he's like, oh, I wrote that movie Wind Talkers. And I'm like, really? And I'm like, the one guy who's like, has actually sold a major movie is the one who's laughing, laughing all the way to the bank while he's working. But anyway, once a month, there would be this group that would come in there and take over three or four tables and sit there all day and work on their newsletter. And they never tipped. I was friends with all the wait staff there, and they were like, yeah, those guys never tipped, man. I was like, who are they? And they're like, he's like, they're the International Workers of the World, you know, the commies, the IWW. And like, so how ironic is that, that like the workers union people, you know, the commie workers don't tip. And I asked the workers about it one time, and they got really indignant, and they were like, we don't tip ever. Because nothing will ever change if we tip. We need to demand better wages for workers, and we do that by not tipping. And I just wanted to slap the guy. I was like, man, you indignant. you're putting principles before people, man.
They're woefully unaware of the fact that their patronization of that establishment provided the wages for those people to be there to service them.
Yeah, yeah. They think it should all come from the owners. So anyway, what else makes you happy and rubs your happy nubs?
Talking about liberty to people who haven't heard about it yet is always good.
Okay, so
when they're willing to hear about
it. Yeah, we were talking during the break a little bit. That's a good segue. You were talking about people who don't want to hear it and arguing with them on Facebook.
Yes, arguing with people on Facebook or Reddit or what have you.
Face beef. We call it face beef.
Yeah, face beef is usually a fruitless endeavor because people are there to get their outrage high or their I beat a guy on the internet in an argument high. And as we were talking about during the break, I abstained from several opportunities to participate in that kind of thing because it's really a waste of time. Most of the time, you're not going to convince the other person of anything because all they're interested in is defending their ideas as though it were their own mother and seeking some kind of victory over you in, yeah, in a public place.
Yeah. I've heard it said that winning an argument on the internet is like joining the Special Olympics when you're not differently able and winning. Yeah.
I used to rationalize the internet arguments by telling myself that people who are lurking might read the debate and then realize that I was correct and the other person was the dummy face.
Yeah.
But you can't really count on that.
Hold on to that dream, man. So, Lou, what do you think?
I went through something similar to that today, hoping that people would be lurking. And a couple people kind of got on board, but a couple of the workers, well, they were just lurking. And not exactly the people that I wanted to have a conversation with. If I could go back to your Voluntary Ohio group, Dalton, because I will probably be down there this weekend, and this is a weekend event, starting Friday afternoon, ending Sunday afternoon. Do you guys have regular meetups during the course of the year, you know, like once a month where you get together and just hang out maybe at somebody's house or at a restaurant?
We have had, since the inception of this group, at least one meetup per year. And I count a meetup as any time that more than two Voluntary Ohio participants are in a room together.
That's kind of like Jesus. Jesus said, the church exists whenever two or more are gathered in my name.
And I think it's valid. So there may have been all these mini meetups that I was completely unaware of.
And, you know, I only have like 1,100 followers on Twitter, which is not many compared to a lot of people. But Jesus only had 12 followers.
Yes.
I win. Okay, so
and everybody in his hometown thought he was crazy.
Yep. So do you have a website for this where people could find it?
There's a Facebook page, and I also have a languishing Blogspot website, but you don't have to look at that because it needs work.
Okay.
And I don't want to torture anybody.
Keep talking to us for a while, but when you get off, if you remember, send me an email with that Facebook link, and I'll put it in the show notes for this episode tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. So, Lou.
Yes.
Arguing with statists. What is it? They say it's like playing chess with a pigeon. The pigeon will just knock over the pieces, crap all over the board, and then strut around saying he won.
I think of it as nailing Jill to a tree.
But, that poor tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's really, I go back to like, I don't need to argue with eight idiots on the internet because I have a radio show and I can talk in one direction to like, you know, 20,000 people at a time. And some people would say, well, yeah, but you have a radio show. Not everyone has a radio show. And I'm like, I built that, man. I decided I wanted to have a radio show and I devoted my entire life to it for years. So I think anybody could do that, but it takes a lot of dedication and has to be your primary goal in life. And it's been my primary goal in life. So, but I'd like to spread that knowledge to other people and at least be able to do it on the internet, right?
Yeah. And Dalton, you were recently up here in the Failed State Project visiting the Statist Recovery House. Yes. How was that?
It was an adventure.
Well, cool, man. We appreciate it. Thank you for your call.
It's been a blast.
Drop me an email. I'll put it in the show notes, Dalton.
Certainly. Thank you.
Say worms.
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 Meow.
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 This radio show is called Michael Dean After Dark. Go to michaelwdean.com to help keep it drone-proof. Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message.
with articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
Yeah. And you know what? I tell you, I'd swim all the way to Hamburg on the only tear I cried for you. That's the lyric in that song by my band Bomb. Oh, I said bomb on the internet. I said bomb on the radio. They're going to come get me. It was a band bomb. I was in a band bomb. It's not bombs. We don't like bombs. So, Lou, are you there?
I'm here.
Is Chase there? Man, these people trying to call in. They can't figure it out. Call me on the Skypes if you're trying to call in. I think they're trying to call me with carrier pigeons. So, Lou, go ahead.
The Skype says that the call failed.
Fail. What a fail.
Yeah, it was a Detroit call. Failed call project.
So I want to talk about possibly habitable planets because I have a running joke that one of the reasons I wanted to get on radio is because terrestrial radio signals from AM stations do leak into space. And there is a possibly habitable planet 4.5 light years from Earth in the Alpha Centauri region. And that means it would take 4.5 years for radio to get there. I've been on radio for about a year. So I'm thinking in about 3.5 more years, they will get it and they will realize that there is intelligent life on this planet because they'll hear the Freedom Fiends. And they can probably get here in a few seconds. So they will get here and they will give us their advanced technology to put a big dome against the state over us. There won't need to be any revolutions or bloodshed. Voting won't have to do anything. Voting won't work. Voting doesn't work anyway. But yeah, we'll just have a big space dome from the aliens over us. Now, Lou, did you see this article?
No, I haven't. I'm pulling it up right now. I will tell you this, though. I am skeptical of this superior intelligent life being out there, because if they can master intergalactic travel and warp speed and all this other stuff, what's with the anal probes? They got nothing better to do?
I think that was just fiction that was setting it up to think friendly aliens do that. So when the DHS and the Albuquerque police started doing it, people would think, oh, well, that's normal. That's like my friend E.T.
Oh, okay. And probably a good inspiration for the TSA, because one man's junk is another man's treasure.
Isn't that what Bill Buford says?
Yeah, I totally homesteaded that phrase.
You homesteaded. I like that. You didn't steal it. You homesteaded it.
I anarcho-syndicalized it.
But we'll give props where props are due. Yep. So this planet here that has been discovered that may be habitable. It says, cousin of Earth, planet Kepler-186f may be habitable for life. And this has recently been discovered, but this one's pretty far away, man. It's like 490 light years. I don't have that long, and I don't think I'm really interested in signing up for the Google-sponsored government-controlled singularity, are you?
No, but let's do a little clarification. Light years is not actually time. It is distance.
Yeah, but it's distance times time. It's basically, it would take radio 490 years to get 490 light years away.
Well, maybe if it's broadcast on high-speed internet, it hurries it up a little bit. I do remember seeing a little news blip talking about like some science magazine. There was an article in that magazine, and it said that if you had twins, and one twin went out in space and traveled at the speed of light for 1 hour and then returned, he'd come back and the other twin would be like 60 years old. So if you got a baby, you know, send the, you know, two babies, you send one baby out in the space, comes back and, you know, his brother's like his grandpa.
Yeah, but whoever owns the technology to do that is not going to let me off this planet. They don't let you renounce your Earth citizenship, man. They want to keep you here. The whole planet is a giant jail. That's the idea.
I'm sure there's a couple of government goons that would like to see you off the planet.
No, I think that they would prefer to make me live for 400 years and arrest me for thought crime and make me serve a bunch of consecutive life terms like Davi and I discussed the other night.
Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, keep resurrecting you to ensure that. And if they really want to punish you, when they finally do let you die, they could go to your great, 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 great descendant of whatever, and they could buy your ashes, put them in an hourglass, and make you work for the state until the end of time.
Make me edit podcasts for the state. There is a state podcast. There's actually, this is kind of bizarre, there is a radio station that's like DC radio. It's like, it's on terrestrial radio. I forget if it's AM or FM, but it's broadcast in DC and pretty much reaches to like right outside the Beltway. And it is literally for government employees. That is a radio show. Radio station.
I think that's called Radio Unfree America.
Broadcasting from occupied territory into occupied territory. We'll be back on the Freedom Fiends After Dark after this.
You are destined to be listening to this show, Michael Dean After Dark, on this very night. Thank you for arriving. You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on sheep, and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
Hello now, ladies and gentlemen. Hello now, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to rock. It is time to rock. And you're listening to the Freedom Fiends After Dark, also known as Michael Dean After Dark, also known as the Michael Dean and Lucander Fiend Show. Are you there, Lucander Fiend?
I am here.
Yeah, I'm not going to call you NEMA 2.0, but you're pretty fun to do shows with. Nobody could ever replace NEMA Vedadian. Why would anyone ever need to? He's a co-host, right? Yeah.
NEMA has a style and a way about him that's just really, really enjoyable.
Yeah.
And probably one of my regrets is I've never had a regular conversation with him on the phone or via Skype or anything like I have with you. And I think I'd get along really good with NEMA. He's great, that type of guy.
He and I have had many, many conversations that were not on radio, you know, just calling while chatting while he's at work or something. So speaking of a conversation, I just got an email from somebody sent to the Freedom Fiends that's it's so long I didn't read it, and I pulled it into Microsoft Word and did a word count, and it's 2,300 words. Now, I have a suggestion for anyone contacting a radio host who frequently complains on air that they don't have enough time to do anything because they're so busy running their show. If you want their attention, send them an email that's shorter than 2,300 words, because it's not going to get read. If that guy wants to call in, he can call in. If he wants to send me a shorter email with a link to something, I might have time to read it, glance at it. The 2,300 words is like a quarter of the length of Lucander Spooner's novella, political treatise, No Treason, which is like the most groundbreaking thing ever. Yeah, and I barely read that. I had NEMA read it and surmise it for me. So you're talking, the Freedom Fiends are low attention span theater here, man. And I'm like the busiest, lowest paid guy with a syndicated radio show on 25 stations. So if you want to get my attention, you got to send me things that are considerably shorter than 2,300 words. But we have a man of few words here, but his words are all good. We're going to talk to Christopher, who is calling from Michigan, about Bitcoin. Are you there, Christopher?
Doing tonight.
Hey, man. Good to have you
on. Thank you. So I was at a show over the weekend, pretty awesome show, Beats Antique. Not sure if you ever heard of them. Definitely worth looking up. Not sure if it's your style, but worth a look. And there's a very, very large man with beard that easily put mine to shame that noticed my Bitcoin pin that I had on my flat cap that I got from Davy Barker's Bitcoin Not Bomb. Yeah, we got to talk from back and forth about Bitcoin at the show. And he brought up .bit. So funny enough, he was trying to explain a plugin to me that you can do .bit with. He couldn't remember the name of it. I mentioned MeowBit. He's like, yeah, that's it. And that's how I heard of it, and he couldn't tell me. I was like, so you actually never heard of you, Michael, but yet MeowBit has made its way around, even without you so far. So.
Cool. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's .bit is a technology for registering domain names like .com, .net, like that, but instead it's .bit. That does not go through the government. And there's ways to do this. Go to our website, meowbit.com, download the software, download the Namecoin wallet. It's free. You can register a domain name for about 7 cents worth of Namecoin. And it's worth doing. And I like that it went full circle and came back through someone you and I didn't know. That makes me feel like some of this incredible amount of work I do for almost no money is paying off in some ways. That's a good thing to hear, man.
One thing to add to that, isn't there a new application to where you don't even have to download the full dot or full MeowBit type stuff and you can still view the .bit websites?
There's a proxy site that a friend of mine is working on. I'm helping him with he's the programmer. It's not Derek, it's another cat, a guy in England named Tom. And I helped him by beta testing it, making suggestions that he took and writing the about page on it, which explains better what it is. And the website is bit.no.com, bit.no.com. And it's basically, I call it training wheels for .bit, because you don't have to download anything and you can look at .bit sites, but it doesn't have the full functionality of doing it through the resident Namecoin wallet on your site, on your computer with MeowBit, because doing it with MeowBit cannot be shut down. There's no single point of failure. This website is a single point of failure. Like, literally, if this guy forgot to pay his web registration bill or web account bill, this site would be gone. If the government made him take this down, this site would be gone. And it also can be hijacked and doesn't have the security that .bit has. But it's easier than installing something and letting the Namecoin wallet download. But what I'm trying to do with him is actually get this thing beta tested, and it's public now, and it's bit.no.com. It's public now, but we're trying to get all the bugs worked out on it, and then he's going to open source the code so anybody can replicate this site. So basically, if there's 1,000 of these, they can't be shut down.
So .bit on training wheels.
Yeah, bit.no.com.
Christopher, what else is on your mind tonight? What's the hamster telling you? What's your happy place?
Well, I've been spending most of my night, in fact, I missed most of the show because I didn't pay attention to the time, but working on liberty.me, I got into the beta on that. And I was really skeptical going into it at first, because I know a lot of the talk was, if I feel like liberty.me is the social media site geared towards the liberty-minded individuals out there.
It's Jeffrey Tucker's doing it, right?
Exactly, yeah. He's been really involved with it, too. He's been hanging out on there pretty much every day talking with all the users and getting a lot of really good feedback from us, I think. But, there's a lot of skepticism at first from a lot of folks because they're afraid that it was trying to compete with Facebook or something along those lines.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with competing with Facebook?
Well, there's nothing really wrong with it. I know Google Plus had a really hard time with it, and I think there was just some fear that it wouldn't be able to compete. It would fall to the wayside.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a social media site all the same, but there's a lot more to it, a lot that you can't do with Facebook, and it does actually do a lot of integration with a lot of the other social media sites out there, Facebook, Twitter, etc. So you can share articles and work directly from it. What's really cool about it is for paid members, because almost every service on there is free, if you're a paid member, you can actually have a publishing platform on there, whereas I've been, for instance, posting articles on my own site. It doesn't get a lot of eyeballs, but now that I have a publishing platform on liberty.me, I post on there, and then my articles based on uplikes will actually move towards the front of the page to compete with other writers on there. Well, you know, Wendy McElroy, Jeffrey Tucker, all that are competing on the same ones as well. So it's definitely cool to get a lot of direction towards the work. So I'd highly recommend it. I'm not sure when exactly it's going to come out of beta and go full open. It should be within the next week or so here, but it's worth taking a look at.
How'd you get invited?
I participated in the Indiegogo campaign. Cost him $25, and that gave me 3 months free for the paid version of it, but it also gave me early access to the beta.
He did pretty well on that. Didn't he raise like $100,000 or something?
He raised, I believe, about $125,000 in cash through Indiegogo, and then another, at the time anyways, about $230,000 Bitcoin, I believe the number was.
$230,000 in Bitcoin or 230,000 Bitcoin?
No, $230,000 in Bitcoin.
Okay, you scared me for a second there.
No, that would be something else. But all the same, though, he did a pretty good job. He was actually I can't remember the name of the site. There's a video podcast out there that highlights people who are really successful with crowdsourcing and crowdfunding. And Liberty.me was up there. It was right up there. He had a whole profile on it. So they did really well as far as crowdfunding goes.
Cool, man. Hey, does he have any explanation on the, I don't know. Can you talk about what's on it, or are you sworn to secrecy?
No, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I know, there's not a non-disclosure agreement. There's quite a bit on there.
That'd be pretty silly. Yeah. That'd be pretty silly if there was. yes, this you must keep Liberty a secret. But does he have any explanation on there of why he picked the .me top-level domain?
As far as I can tell, the reason for .me is the same reason why I chose .me for my domain originally. And it's not that it's the whole offshore deal, which I know some people have chosen it for, but more like Liberty.me is in me as the individual.
Yeah.
Like I did ChristopherScott.me for me because it's my own like business card website. So.
That's what I figured. A note about the idea of an offshore, literally every domain that you can have except .bit is controlled by ICANN. .me, which is Montenegro, you know, like former Croatia, the cutting edge of Serbo-Croatian internet technology. You know, it's Montenegro, but people are using it because it's me. Though you might do better with offshore hosting of your stuff. It might be harder to get taken down, but the domain registration, every single one of them is controlled by ICANN, which is controlled by America. And Obama was going to give that away to the UN, but changed his mind. I think, I don't know why. Maybe he just has too much crap on his plate of people yelling at him over cows till the cows come home. Or maybe he figured he'd like to be able to keep it in his pocket so he could take people down and not let the Russians take people down. But yeah, there's no strategic advantage of having any domain over .com. They're all as droneable as .com except for .bit. Now I registered jeffreytucker.bit. I have lazifairebooks.bit and I have lazifair.bit. And I've offered them to Jeffrey Tucker. I've said this several times. I've said it to him. I was going to give it to him free. I was like, hey man, I got this for you. Here's what it does. I'll give it to you free. I didn't do it to like make money. I did it to save it from cyber squatters for him. But what I'm doing with, I have a bunch of them. I have StephanMolyneux.bit. I have freedomainradio.bit. I have wired.bit. I have like 70 of them. I basically registered every libertarian one and a lot of tech ones and contacted all those people and said, I'm willing to give this to you free right now and walk you through setting it up and even give you a little name coin to get you started keeping it up. And all, you know, Stephan Molyneux was like, oh, not right now. Thank you. Actually, his manager told me that. He doesn't answer his emails anymore. Jeffrey Tucker said, oh, not right now. Thank you. But here's the thing. What I'm doing now is when 6 months is up, I'm going to start charging those people. And it's going to go up one Bitcoin every 6 months. So if those guys want it free, they should get to me in the next few months. What's that?
So I can tell you what I can do here. I'll go ahead and hop on over to your Meowbit site, with your permission, of course. Go ahead and snag one of your explanations of that bit on there, add it to the article myself, and throw it up on liberty.me. Because right now, with the only handful of people that are about 1,000 or so.
Oh, yeah, man.
700 something that are beta. I'll go ahead and put it up there so it gets front page on liberty.me and forces Jeffrey to see it.
Yep. Do you want to stick around? Do you want to stick around for the last segment?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool. We'll be back on Freedom Feeds After Dark. Michael Dean After Dark after this trip to the free market.
You're listening to Michael Dean After Dark. And yes, we're broadcasting this message into space. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com. Yeah. Freedom Fiends After Dark is not the only weird radio show on in the middle of the night, but it's the only weird Liberty radio show. It's the only Liberty radio show that's live at night. You know, I often look at this Liberty mission. I don't call it the Liberty movement. I like what Ben Stone says. It's the Liberty mission. And I often look at it as we take different shifts. Like sometimes on the weekends, I do the Freedom Fiends. And then I take a nap because I have to get up to an alarm to do that show. I have to suffer. I don't get up that early. I'm a night owl, which is why I'm doing this show. And I do my show and I take a nap and then I turn on the radios and I hear Free Talk Live and I feel like, well, I've clocked in my shift at the Liberty Factory. I'm clocked out and Mark and Ian have clocked in. And Freedom Feeds After Dark, this show, is the one show that clocks in when other people are asleep. You know, when the average citizen is sleeping, brave young fiends take over the airwaves and patrol the night to keep you safe while you sleep. What do you think, Lou?
We do these things in the dark of night, but it's perfectly acceptable in the light of day.
Yeah. So why don't you and Christopher talk amongst yourselves, and I will sit here and try to read the first paragraph of this 25,000-word email somebody sent me.
I was browsing through that, and it may be worth reading. Christopher, are you there?
I'm here, Lou. How are you doing?
Okay. What else is on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is that he needs a good microphone. He needs to get the Audio-Technica USB 2005 USB mic.
Yes, I do need to get that. I have my SM58 to a Blue Icicle, but doesn't sound nearly as good going to a USB handoff.
Yeah.
XLR. I think the Audio-Technica do way better.
Yeah, it's like it has a built-in mixer and compressor and USB interface, basically.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah, that's the direction.
So Christopher, on your liberty.me site, you're promoting a certain event, aren't you?
I am promoting a certain event, actually.
What would that be?
The Midwest Peace and Liberty Fest. I got that up on the page now. Hope that we get some folks from the liberty.me site to see it. We'll be there August 22nd, 25th in Delton, Michigan, which is just outside of Kalamazoo. So folks, if you're not familiar with the area, might as well consider it Kalamazoo. It's going to be a long weekend of a bunch of liberty-minded folk hanging together. Very, very laid back and relaxed, but hopefully this year we'll have a bit of events going on inside of the big camping shebang. And you'll be there, won't you, Lou?
Yes, I will. And we will be broadcasting a Freedom Fiends episode from there on Sunday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. if you're on the East Coast time, 12 noon to 2 p.m. if you're in the Central time. And if you're in San Francisco, California, it will be time to ban something.
And you're working on growing that beard out so you can get inside the tent, right, Lou?
Yeah, I'm not allowed into the Freedom Fiends tent until my beard is as long as yours. I may have to have your missus give you a little trim up so I can get in there. I need a little affirmative action here.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
All right, I'm going to do a little tweak and review. What did we learn today? Hang on, Christopher. Let's see. What did we learn today? Cops come to Michael's door. He gets nervous. But he behaves himself.
I didn't get nervous. I got bored. I was like, come on, man. I'm watching episodes of House. Go away.
Michael behaves himself because the nail that sticks up gets hammered down.
Mm-hmm.
We also learned that Michigan has an interstate pothole system, and they're tearing it out and replacing it with a new pothole system. My roads. We also talked about going out into the great outdoors, and fireflies are my neon lights. Go on out, do a little fishing, look at the trees and the people walking their doges, and listen to the choir of songbirds by day, and as it turns to the symphony of crickets at night.
And that the in-between where it gets totally crepuscular for a while. It's really cool.
Yes.
Well, that's all we got time for, man. And I want to thank Christopher for your call. Thanks for calling in, man.
Worms.
Thanks for all the callers. Yep. Meow, everybody.
Meow. Meow, everybody. So I had a good time. Good time was had by all here on Freedom Fiends After Dark.
Always a good time.
Be sure to tune in to Freedom Fiends on Sunday. Nima has an important announcement. Be there. Take us home, Brother Michael. Take us home, Brother Michael. Take us home. Preach it, Brother Michael. Preach. Yeah. Here you go.
This has been Michael Dean After Dark. I hope we've helped calm the hamster in your brain and left you in a better place than where we found you. We'll be here 5 nights a week, same time and channel. In the meantime, go to michaelwdean.com for more. That's michaelwdean.com. Thank you and have a wonderful evening. Good night.
A little over a year ago.
Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
Hey, have a good night.
Take care, man.